a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Do you remember it now?
Only when you did that weird 80s synth thing.
What was the weird 80s synth thing that I did?
The wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
Like that I remember. And yeah, I guess I just, like, don't have any musical memory. Literally, you could be like, Carolyn, what's the theme song to Friends? And I'd be like, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every week.
We're friends.
It's a bad week. Friends. Even when you have a bad week, you still have friends.
Hopefully.
I just never remember.
Yeah, well, I think it's because, like, there's no lyrics, right? It's not like, Stranger Things, these are Stranger Things.
They're getting stranger, stranger.
There have been Stranger Things, and these are the Stranger Things.
Winona Ryder.
Stranger Things.
Where did she come
these
from?
Are the Stranger Things.
There's gonna be a monster.
Stranger Things.
And a little
these
lost boy.
Stranger Things.
And telepathy.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow. I see, I think that the music, like, in the episodes was more, not that, like, I can remember that either, but more memorable to me. You know, like, all of that fucking, like...
I think it's just a lot of, like, doom, 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 doom,
yeah.
Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom. Wow, 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 wow. Like, I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I, like, want the soundtrack to Stranger Things, but
I
know
that already,
it's...
like, uploaded a Spotify playlist.
Oh, cool. Sounds good. Sounds good. So you're already there.
It exists. I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
There's, like, 100,000 nerds that had that idea,
yeah.
Like, 10 years before
yeah.
you.
Yeah, 20 years. I've gone to bed a couple nights now mm-hmm. playing that opening theme, like, just in my ear.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
It soothes me to sleep.
I feel the opposite. I have to, like, every time I watched an episode, even if I only watched, like, half an episode, I had to, like, intersperse it with, like, fucking Family Guy or, like, Bob's Burgers. Like, I couldn't even
handle...
You
had to cut that scare.
I wasn't even able to watch a whole episode at a time.
See, I was the opposite. I, like, dived and I immersed myself in it.
I had to, like, leave the apartment and go do an errand and see people. To, like, remind myself that humans exist.
I had to do some trivial fucking shit.
Yeah. I, like, did, like, 1,000 loads of, like, laundry, but each load had, like, 3 things in it.
Yeah, but that's when these things happen, Carol.
You're right.
Like, the monster would, like, come out of your
that's
laundry
true,
machine.
That's true. All my lights, all one of my lights was flickering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. I wish I could prank you and somehow remotely flicker your electricity.
So, I've already thought about this. I would
Stranger Things pranking someone?
No, not Stranger Things pranking someone. I've already thought about, like, if someone tried to prank me. So, I love pranks. You know that. Like, I love taking...
You
know me. I love finding people's, like, most vulnerable places and, like, really
and just exploiting
them.
Them.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, sending them... Bringing them to the point of needing therapy, but, like, backing off right there.
Right.
But I've thought about how... I think I love it so much because it's actually my worst fear. Because, like, so let's
being
say...
Being pranked is your worst fear?
Kind of being...
So you're trying to turn the tables.
Yeah.
You're trying to be proactive.
I'm trying to take the power back.
You're like, I prank you.
Yeah.
You don't prank me.
Exactly. Because if someone, like, literally, you know, like, even, like, a phone call prank. If someone, I thought about it, if someone, like, called my phone and I, like, picked it up and they'd be like, you're gonna die tonight. And, like, hung up. I'd be like,
I'm gonna
I have to
die
call
tonight.
All of my family yeah. to, like, tell them how much
yeah.
I love them because I'm definitely gonna die tonight.
You were like, because that could be my Uber driver from 3 hours ago.
Absolutely. Like, I create so many storylines instantly that, like, I'm the worst and best person to prank. Because I would believe it. Like, you could just write something on my mirror. And, like, I'd, like, walk into the room and I'd be like, oh, my God.
Well, you're giving me a lot of great ideas now.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
But, like, also then, it's like, is it worth it? But I guess it is, because it would actually terrify me.
Well... it depends on your end game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for here? looking for a revenge.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for just a generalized scare.
Yeah.
Looking for a good laugh.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Looking to teach someone a lesson.
Teach them, yeah. I think that's what I would hope for. I think I would hope to be taught a lesson. There'd be some kind of moral at the end that we could all revisit.
And that's why you don't put pizza boxes in the oven! Or, like, whatever it is.
Or whatever. Or, like, for a very specific example that we know of. So, I mean, I've already told... So, I also think, like, with me and horrors, like... And I know that Stranger Things is not a horror, but it is, like, a... it's a thriller. Sci-fi thriller.
Like, to me, it, like, falls into that, like, Steven Spielberg category of, like, it's, like, lovable and warm, but it's also, like, frightening.
Right. Okay, so I think frightening is a really good word. I, like, love, like, frightening movies, but I also feel like I'm the most affected by them. Like... I told you about Blair Witch when I was a kid.
Sure. Traumatized.
Very traumatized. I saw Blair Witch when it came out. We were like probably like 11 or 10.
I've actually never seen it.
Don't. Just don't do it.
But I will say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I will say, the difference for me comes with like supernatural and non-supernatural. So I actually did a side-by-side recently of the first episode of Stranger Things and then another show called Broadchurch, that's like a Scottish show with like some sexy Scottish people in it. I can't even do the accent. I'm like, some sexy Scottish
people.
They are so sexy.
They're very sexy.
But it's the same premise that like a boy goes missing. But in the Scottish one, it's like nothing supernatural is going on, at least that you know of in the first episode. So it's like everything's just like very real. It's like a real kid, like being like taken from his real family, and like it's like so fucking awful and scary. It's like that to me like is so much harder to watch than like, well, he's in the walls. Well,
but remember, Blair Witch is a witch. That's supernatural.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, like, yeah, okay, okay, yes. Oh, it wouldn't scare you.
Not in the same way. Okay. Like I'd be like in the moment scared, but I wouldn't be like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Like, the scariest part of the descent for me is when she gets impaled with that fucking thing that flies off of her truck. Because that's like something that could actually happen, not like cave creatures.
Cave creatures. Shout out to The Descent and The Descent 2.
All The Descents.
All The Descents. You're right. That's why Final Destination, I think, is like still one of the more terrifying movies that I've ever seen.
I also haven't seen that.
You should actually never, ever see that. No one should ever see that.
Okay.
At the same time, every time it's on, I love watching it. It's like, I love doing that to myself. I sent myself into child therapy as a kid watching The Blair Witch. And I love to, like, continue that cycle of, like, horror and discontentment with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can, like, think of, like, many movies that, like, I've been like, yeah, I could go see that in theaters and had to just leave halfway through. The Ring. Have you ever seen The fucking Ring?
I have.
It
I didn't see it in theaters, though. That would probably be rough.
Saw it in theaters. We were young. It was, like, the biggest mistake of, like, the decade for me. It was, like, easily the biggest mistake I made, like, in middle school.
but you can't stop coming back.
No, I can't.
It's tough.
We've seen a lot of bad, scary movies.
I mean, I was just in Vermont in, like, a kind of isolated town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, this is where it goes down.
I guess this is where it happens.
We were staying at this house near, like, some little cottages. And, like, cottages, like, you know... Literally like Henry's Cottages. Sorry, I don't want to get sued by Henry's Cottages. But I kept being like, ha, old man Henry. But then like when we pulled in, like the joke became real. Like there was like this guy just standing there who's like, I'm pretty sure his only job is to like stand on this road and like watch the cars go by. He's like holding up like a like a tin can of coffee, like with like a long scraggly beard and like a hat, and he's just like watching us go by. I was like, this is it. This is the real deal.
Hi, old man Henry. Hi, how are you doing?
But I don't even think that was Henry. I think it was like his creepy nephew or something from an estranged relative.
It's like Henry the Fourth.
Yeah, oh my god.
It's like many old man Henrys down the line.
Who knows? Maybe he's just keeps coming back.
They get birthed right on the roadside and like raised right there.
He's like grows like a tree out of the ground and like becomes a human. That's how gnarly he was. He was as gnarly as, like, a coniferous tree. Could have been.
And when they die, they just decompose around the tree, and then a new one sprouts up with a fucking tin can in their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the signature move.
Right down there is a Pet Sematary.
Oh, welcome. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Uncle Henry.
I think I referenced Pet Sematary several times on this trip. I mean, you know, Stephen King, it's all about crazy shit happening in Maine.
Yeah. If you were to create, if you were to, like, be the director or writer for, like, your own kind of, like, thriller, horror, sci-fi. Like, what are the elements that you feel like you'd...
But are we talking broad, or are we talking crazy shit happening in, like, Maine, Vermont, and or New Hampshire?
I'm saying, like, you, like choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure.
Like, is there a region that really calls to you?
Yeah. I mean, if my objective is, like, to truly scare people, I think, because, like, that does scare me. Like, being very isolated and, like, you know, being a city/suburb gal... It's, like, freaks me out when, like, there's nothing you can drive to for, like, hours.
Yeah.
So, like, my friend was like, oh, yeah, my grandparents live on this island, and the only way you can get there is by boat. I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
What? So, yeah, let's say we're on an island where the only way you can get there is by boat.
Like Shutter Island.
Yeah. But there's no insane asylum. There's nothing like that. It's just, like, a regular old, like... I guess vacation destination. Actually, no, it'd be scary is if you did a show that takes place like during the winter. Like, I guess that's kind of like The Shining, okay. But like, it's not like a big mansion. It's like just some small isolated place on an island. And like, for some reason, you have to be there during the winter. Like, you know, the boiler went out. You gotta go up and fix the old house or whatever.
Ye old boiler. In ye old boiler room.
Or you know how they have like smart homes now where you can like set up cameras and like be able to see your house remotely?
Ooh, I hate movies that use like, that they're like, they like show something scary via like a camera or
something.
And you can't hear anything.
Woo, child. But someone's like watching their, like, yeah, like their home monitoring system because they're like, oh, I wonder how the house is doing in the winter. And like they keep seeing like weird things.
Yeah.
And like they play back the footage and like, you know, they try to show someone else and it's not there.
Dun, dun, dun.
And they're like, Jimmy, you gotta go up and fix the boiler.
Yeah, but they can't contact Jimmy because somehow like the phones are down.
Of course they can. Of course, they don't have any. They actually don't have any cell service up there.
They can only see the video footage. That's the only
thing.
I'm saying. And they see it on like their friggin' smartphone.
Yeah, they're like at the grocery store, and she's like seeing someone getting murdered, and she drops all of her produce, and
the jam spills everywhere.
Yes, and it's like the blood is spilling, and the jam is spilling.
Ooh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Pathetic fallacy.
Yeah, and she would drop the phone on the floor, and there'd be like jam all over the floor under the phone. And then you would just see a shot of just the jam and then, like, the blood on the screen. And it would be like they're both, like, seeping
and
at the same
time.
And they're parallel, like, experiences.
Parallelism.
Ah! I believe that's what they call parallelism.
I think for me, one of the scariest situations is, like 127 hours kind of, like, desert situation. But, like, even more remote. Like, people who, like the canyon. Like, some kind of, like, scenario where...
It's dry.
It's really
dry.
Like,
arid.
I think... Well, I also think my worst fear is, like, dying of thirst. Because, like, I don't know. I just, like, feel like that's the worst.
Yeah.
And so,
that
some kind of...
That almost happened to me in a yoga class last week, but go on.
Yoga to the people, rough stuff.
Yeah, basically.
So, yeah, like, it's, like, where you're in a situation... Where, like, you're battling almost the elements, but then there's, like, a small kind of, like... Like, I've never seen The Hills Have Eyes, but I feel like... Because I feel like that might be the most scary movie to me.
I've never seen it either.
I've never seen it, but I do know the premise. And it is, like, similar in that, like, I think they're in some kind of desert situation. And, like, fucking cave creatures, like, come out. Or, like, hill people, like, drag them, like, into
See,
the
hill
hills.
People... Again, hill people no, is no, but, like, scarier to me than cave creatures.
Okay, but these are, like, hill cave creatures. Like... It's, like, best of both worlds, you know? B-O-T-B.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah. So, I feel like, for me, that's, like, the premise of the most terrifying. Like, there's slight... Like, paranormal activity, and more it's, like, fucking...
Just, like, the world.
Like, yeah, like, your thirst.
Battling you.
Like,
yeah.
Your inability to, like...
Drink water.
Your
movie is just about, like, not being able to drink water.
It's just, like, I want people to get up, like, several times to go get a glass of water during this movie.
They're, like, pause it. I have to, like, chug a 20-ounce Poland Spring.
I actually just want to, like, do, like, the Grapes of Wrath and, like, film, like, the Dust Bowl, and that's my horror movie.
It's just arid dust.
That's it. That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Arid dust.
Yeah. They, like, pour out the end of the canteen, and it's just dust.
It's just dust.
And you're like, oh my god. That is awful.
Yeah. Oof. But then, like, also they're battling this elemental. Like, someone wants to kill them. And they're also, like, why?
Also, there's cave Grotos.
Also, there's, like, friggin' hill people. They're like, what you doing on this property?
Well, that's the best part of those movies, is those characters with their crazy voices.
And it's, like, someone who looks like they're gonna help. They're like, oh, you look thirsty.
Yeah.
Come with me.
Oh, do you need a map? And he, like, pulls up the only, like, existing map, and then he just lights it on fire.
And again, adding things to, like, more dry, more hot and dry. And he puts it out with, like, a cup of water. And they're like, no!
That's the only cup of water for miles. And he's like, we've learned to live without water.
Right, like, we've evolved.
We've evolved to the point where we don't need water.
There's a lot of old Henrys.
But you folk from the city.
This is like Phoenix old. This is Phoenix.
Slurp down, yeah.
Slurp down your juicy
water and your cold pressed juice and your smoothies and your.
It actually just becomes a commentary on, like, hipster culture.
And your cold brew. And you're like, how does this guy even know what cold brew is?
I get the New Yorker.
He's, like, living in the hills, but he, like, reads Gawker.
Yeah. I know HuffPo. I get it. I'm down.
He's like, I'm woke. I'm but, but I'm still not gonna give you this water.
I'm woke as hell.
And you're like, God damn it.
Fuck.
He's so culturally aware, menacing, and slightly supernatural.
I think that's everything. That's the trifecta. That's the new trifecta.
Culturally aware, slightly supernatural, and just withholds something from you that you need.
And, like, lives in the hills.
Yeah.
That's it. We created a new archetype here.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Hollywood.
Yeah, you're welcome. Work with that.
Work with it.
Work with that.
Trying to play Mario Kart. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
That's exactly what that is. Borat doing Mario.
Borat
Carolyn
is like...
doing Borat doing Mario.
Borat's like holding a banana in front of his penis and like he's like, okay, here we go.
Classic banana peel.
How does it go though?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's something like that.
I'm like in a different key.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. No, it's like, here we go.
Anyway, I wanted to say that as we were introing, but then it became a thing. I wanted to say, here we go, because Liz is going on a trip soon.
I am going on a trip soon.
Yeah, tell the good people where you're going.
I am going to Las Vegas.
City of Sin.
Come on, Nevada.
It's the City of Sin.
I am definitely planning on sinning. Really just drinking. Drinking is not a sin, so no, I guess I'm not planning on sinning.
Like, maybe, like, empty Tinder swiping. Like a Tinder swipe you don't plan on following up on.
Is that considered a sin?
No. Well,
forgive
no.
me, Father.
For I have Tinder swiped. Without intention.
Without intention.
Without intent.
Without intent.
I'm assuming that there are literally so many people Tinder swiping that are visiting Las Vegas that, like, you're in the majority.
That's gotta be a weird scene.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be a part of that.
Actually, that's hilarious.
I'm gonna wake up an extra hour early every day.
Oh.
Just to swipe.
Just to swipe around.
Just to get a solid hour of
peace. Just to walk the strip while everyone's going home from their night shifts.
Yeah.
And swipe around.
It's like 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The turnover.
The turnover crowd.
The transition period.
8 a.m. I think everything's closed then from like 8 to noon. Things are just turning over.
I mean, that's my schedule. That's the schedule that I like to follow in my personal life. I can't. I'm not allowed to.
So you kind of keep
society doesn't let me.
You kind of keep Las Vegas alive here in New York.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, I have mixed feelings about Las Vegas because I've always wanted to go there. Mm-hmm. Because maybe of that reason, I feel like all my vices will just be...
Do you remember what you used to say about Las Vegas?
Yeah, that if I went there, I would die.
Yeah.
And I've stopped making that joke recently because it just felt a little too real.
It's been a hard, harsh reality to know that you're going. Yeah. And so Liz is going to Las Vegas, and it's going to be a ton of fun. And she was going to be seeing Britney motherfucking Spears, except that trick canceled her GD show.
And she canceled her shows for the whole weekend that were there.
The whole friggin' weekend.
It's really, like, I haven't felt that disappointed since I was, like, a child.
Like, when's the last time you think, like, there was a comparable disappointment?
That's a really good question.
Like, Liz, it's so disappointing that I wasn't even going to Las Vegas, and when you told me about it, it practically
on
ruined...
On my behalf.
It practically ruined my day.
You were, like, so empathetic.
Just, like, the idea that, like, you'd be going... You could have been seeing Britney Spears in Las Vegas. Yeah,
and it wasn't even you.
And it wasn't even me. Just, like, I would have gotten Snapchats.
The fact that you would have known that somebody close to you was
seeing Britney with, like, potentially a python on her shoulders singing I'm a Slave for You.
Maybe I would have had a python on my shoulders.
Like, she could have even called you up or something.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
I might have mysteriously won a raffle and been able to go on stage for 5 minutes.
Absolutely. You would have been giving, like, a leather ensemble to match her.
Yeah.
You know, they would have sized you beforehand, and they would have had it because they have, like, 1,000 different, like, of those uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And they give it to you, and you, like, get to do, like, you know, some kind of, like, lucky duet with her.
Right. And then I let them know that I also watched Darren's dance grooves as a child.
Yeah.
So I already know the choreography to several of her songs. And they go, oh, wow, that's so great because one of our dancers just broke her leg.
Mm-hmm. Showgirl style. Like, you pushed her down the stairs.
Yeah, you're on. Go for it, kid. Mm-hmm.
And that could have been you.
But none of that is going to happen.
Now. No, because she, like, has to go to a fucking christening for one of her 16 children. I don't know.
Well, I think actually the reason she canceled is because she's going on that show with James Corbin, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Either way.
It's no excuse.
I'm mad. Have you ever looked at her Instagram?
Yes. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Rude.
You're telling me she's so dumb.
No.
She is.
Stop.
No, you can't even not tell
stop
me that.
Stop it.
I'm not saying she's so talented. I think she's so talented. She's the most ripped, fit bitch.
Ripped, fit bitch.
She has had, like, 3 renaissances.
You know that RFB does not only stand for Radio Free Brooklyn, which is the station that we're on right now. It stands for
Ripped, Fit, Bitch. Ripped, Fit, Bitch. She's had, like, 1,000 resurrections. She, like, keeps, like, people keep trying to kill Britney, and Britney comes back.
Can't keep her now.
She's had kids. Her body looks amazing, like, and she's an incredible dancer, performer.
Right.
Like, I give her all those props.
All of this.
All of those physical props.
So that you can say
she's the dumbest person in the world.
Stop.
That has to be true.
You don't know that.
No, it's so true. You know when you can, like, look at a celebrity, like, even them smiling, and you can be like, they're so
they look a little dumb.
Like,
wait, who else looks dumb?
who was I just thinking of? Like, a lot of it, like, Hayden Panettiere, like, sometimes I look at her and I'm like, I feel like you're dead inside, like, I feel like there's nothing going on. I don't actually think that about her. I think I just, like, can't stand her look. Like, I'm like, you're really famous?
Mm-hmm.
You look so fucking plain and vanilla, like,
mm-hmm.
But I think, like, maybe sometimes I look at Blake Lively and I'm like, you're so sweet, but, like, oh.
My problem is, like, I don't totally remember who either of those people are.
I know.
Like, right away when you say them. So I'm like, maybe I'm the dumb one.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not dumb for not knowing those people.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's only the dumb movies I've seen.
Well, I only know very intelligent celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Like the Tilda Swintons.
who, like, came from another planet.
I was going
to
say.
To bring us further knowledge.
Yeah, so anyway.
You know this... who looks really smart?
Okay, yeah, so.
Yeah, like Colin Firth.
Sure.
He looks wildly intelligent.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Looks like a fucking genius.
Yeah. He looks like the one who's like, oh, I dropped out of my PhD program because I invented my own thing.
Yeah, like, oh, I was going to be a JD candidate, but like I said, nah.
And then I started my own.
Then I was like, oh, I guess company. I could be Iron Man.
And then I built a suit that could fly through air.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sure, there are plenty, I think, of, but I think there's that look of someone, like Christina Aguilera, she doesn't look super smart. Like, you look at her picture, I don't know. The thing about Britney is she has that smile that, like, behind her teeth and her eyes, she's, like, dying. She's like, I wish I wasn't here, I wish I wasn't here, I wish I wasn't here.
Oh, man, well, she's not gonna be there.
So she's not going to be there. And I guess, like, what I'm trying to use, like, this podcast as a platform is to, like, troll...
To, like, publicly shame her.
To, like, publicly shame her and troll the shit out of her Facebook and Instagram.
This trip is for my cousin Terry's bachelorette.
And P.S. Congratulations, Terry. Congratulations, I'm so happy for you. You're going to have a great weekend, regardless of this fucking trick not showing up.
And Terry was actually a guest on our show.
Check out the episode. Episode something, six or something.
Episode seven. And, yeah, it's just a sad thing. And we need to, like, publicly shame Britney for this.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm sure a lot of people are disappointed about this weekend. I can't even imagine all the other gaggles of girls.
The other bachelorette parties.
Yes.
You should all band together and, like, have all the brides link arms. Like, stand in front of
the venue,
yeah. And like stand in front of like drive to Georgia, where I think Britney Spears might be from, and like stand in front of like Jamie Lynn Spears's home and like just protest. I know she's close with her sister, so like I'm sure that'll be like an extra sting that we're like involving family members. Yeah.
I mean, Britney, I won't forget this. That's all I have to say.
It will not be forgotten.
You wanna hot body. You wanna Bugatti. You wanna Maserati. You better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini. Sit in martinis. Look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy. Live in a big mansion. Party in France. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch.